Hey there, I'm Lauren, and you're listening to The Podcast Manager Show, a podcast for podcast managers. Each week, we cover the technical and tactical aspects of running a profitable podcast manager business. With over 90,000 new shows starting each month, podcast managers are in demand. I mean, in demand. And I'm here to help you land your dream clients while reaching your monthly income goals and without working like crazy. Are you ready? Let's get to today's episode. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to a 5-Minute Friday episode. I'm going to be talking about how to price your services as a beginner. In our last episode, we went over all of the different services that you can offer as a podcast manager. And I told you I would follow up that episode with a tip on how to price your services when you're just starting out. I think it's important to realize that your rates will increase as you get more experience working with clients, and that podcast management really allows you to naturally increase your prices. So whenever you're landing your first client, your rates might be a little lower than where you want them to be because you still don't have a lot of real hands-on experience, especially if you don't have much experience working with clients. So you might start with that first client being a little bit lower than where you want to be, but you also know that you're going to learn a lot within just that first month on how to work with a client, and you're kind of tweaking your systems and making sure that everything is really smooth. Podcast management clients, though, you generally start with, you know, a smaller package, and then the next month they realize that working with you is really great, it's really easy, so then they want to add something on. You know, maybe you start with editing and creating social media graphics, and they say, okay, actually, next month, can you start doing my show notes? So then the price increases because of that. And then the next month, they say, okay, can you start helping me a little bit with emailing guests and helping me think of X, Y, and Z? And so you can increase your prices that way. When you naturally grow with your podcast clients over those first months, you can increase your prices as that package gets bigger and bigger. But let's say that you have one client that you landed in the very beginning who your price is lower with them and they haven't grown with you. Like they really just want editing or they just want one thing. And you can't really imagine yourself increasing your prices, but you decide, you know what? I've increased my prices on other clients just naturally. It's been 6 months. My prices are a lot higher than they were when I was first starting out. So I'm going to increase my price. I really want to increase my price on that first client. What I would recommend doing is telling that client, giving them 30-day notice, telling them that you're going to be increasing your prices to this number, knowing that they might not stick with you. And that's okay because now you've proven to yourself that you can land clients. That's totally doable for you, and you can land higher paying clients. And if that first client doesn't want to pay more, then they can find someone else that's brand new. And you have learned a ton from working with them. So it's really a win-win. And that first client, it's such a great learning experience, but they don't always stick around with you. I remember my first like official podcast client, she actually didn't even want me to edit. She thought that my editing was too expensive, which it was not at all back then. She thought that my editing was just like, oh, I wish I could afford your editing. I'm like, what? And she would just have me do like show notes and social media graphics and things like that. And I realized, you know what? If she doesn't see the value in me doing her editing, then this is probably not going to be a longer term client. But I learned a ton from her, and she gave me a lot of freedom to learn through her business. So I'm just so thankful that I got to work with her, even though we didn't work together for more than a year. But that's what I would recommend when you're starting out is first client, have that person be a little bit lower in your prices, knowing that maybe long-term that they won't be the longest client that you have, but that they kind of serve a unique role. That is it for today. Thank you so much for spending time with me. Go listen to our last episode, episode 18, on all the services that you can provide as a podcast manager. And if you haven't yet, don't forget to grab a seat at my masterclass where I go over how to become a profitable podcast manager without working more than 20 hours a week. So I will see you there. I can't wait to talk to you. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. Come connect with me over on Instagram at Lauren Wrighton or in the Podcast Manager Mastermind on Facebook, and let me know what you liked about this episode. You can always find the links and resources mentioned in this show over at laurenwrighton.com. Until next time, I'll be cheering you on.